Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and I am your host. I'd like to bring on my co-host, Cammie. Cammie, are you there?
Yes, I am. How is everybody?
Oh, I hope they're all doing better with springing ahead than I am. This spring ahead stuff has to stop. I mean,
why?
I get we were all... Because it's annoying. You lose an hour of sleep. It's hard enough to get as it is, and now you have to set your clocks forward an hour.
I just let mine go automatically and not worry about it.
Mine don't. Well, you know, our listeners, that Cammie and I have an announcement to make. This is going to be our last show until May 15th. we are giving this this whole show format of a total remake. We're still going to be doing free readings, but we have a new and exciting format show. We're going to be bringing on one or two other people, and we're going to have a great show too. So tonight is our last night until May 15th. We hope you all join us, and we're real excited. Before we get started, though, I had an interesting question. I was reading for somebody, and everybody's always stuck on what other people will do or what they won't do. When we read for other people, meaning if you had a question about a significant other for change, we can see how it relates to you. We can't sit there and say what they're thinking, what they're doing. You know, we don't do that. I mean, we could say they're at a crossroads of a decision as it relates to you. But what we can't do is say what they're thinking, what they're doing, what they're saying, how they feel. I mean, Cammie, do you have anything to add with that?
Yeah, exactly. We can to a certain extent, but a lot
right.
of people, they don't only want the significant other, they want the nephew, the aunt, and everybody else, and that is where the problem
right.
comes in. You know,
true.
We can connect to a certain extent, but we cannot connect to people that are 10 times removed from them. And that
exactly.
is what people are expecting of us lately.
Yeah, and we just can't do that. I mean, it's what they call,
we can't.
I think Dr. Ginny had a word for it. I think it was called psychic spying. Even if we could do it, we can't. You know what I'm saying?
It is not our job to read other people's minds.
Exactly.
That is not what we do.
All right. With that, let's get started for our very first caller on our very last show for a few months. Area code 256-473-256. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Kimberly. How
Hi.
Are you?
No Hi. Way. Hey, Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
I know
how are
you?
I know.
I'm pretty good.
I know
I'm pretty
you.
Pretty good. I know you too, girl. What's your question for us tonight?
Well, my question is about moving. I'm presently looking at some, I looked at a townhouse today, but I'm trying to figure out, do I need to get into an apartment? Because what I'm seeing in reference to townhomes, I really don't want to buy right now. I don't know if it's really time for me to buy. But I just want to know, you know, like should I buy, should I be renting, and when am I really going to move?
The first thing I got was if you were going to buy, which in some cases this is as expensive as, you know, renting, are you positive of your area? Because I heard apartment, honestly, the first thing I got.
I'm not positive about the area. That's why I was, you know, I was a little wary about buying. So, no, I'm not positive. No, not at all.
Then my first instinct was correct about getting an apartment. At least if you
okay.
try it out and look around, you'll be able to see what else is out there, what will fit your need, and you'll have, like, a year to do it. Cammie,
okay.
what do you see for Kimberly?
She's going to take a while before she finds what she's looking for. She is going to go more for a townhouse type of apartment than just a regular one-story apartment. But I do see she will have it probably just before the end of this year, which is close to a year. It'll either be there before the end of this year or come January, February next year. But, yeah, that's the latest
yeah.
she will have it. She's going to do a lot of looking. She will
mm-hmm.
find three that she really likes, and it will be the third one she settles on.
That's about the right time frame. Cool.
Yeah, and it's
you
got a garden. I see sort of a garden around it or
yeah.
near it, but a big garden. Mm-hmm.
That makes me jealous. I love gardens. You know me.
So you say the time frame won't be
till the end of the year.
So I won't be able to find anything in the summer?
I think you may find a more positive shift to where you want to go in the summer. But I'm pretty much agreeing with Cammie on this one.
Oh, wow.
But
I've
but
been
still,
staying
but,
with someone.
Yeah. Unless,
no,
I was just saying that. Go ahead,
I was just saying that I've been staying with someone. I was staying with someone temporarily. And, I mean, it's been almost 3 or 4 months, and I really, you know, I was really wanted to get out and find something for my son and I instead of, you know, just staying with this person.
Yeah, you will find a rental, but you won't buy something to purchase.
Oh, I see what she's saying. Yeah, she said, okay. So
May, you will find a new rental, but you won't buy anything this year. The buying will only come next year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that makes
no,
sense.
You're going to find a rental any time between last week of April and third week of May.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
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 That'll be good. That's what I was just thinking that too. I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be the rental. And you know, then I thought, but just before Cammie said it, I'm like, wait a minute. All right, Kimberly. You know, this is our last show till May 15th. Will you call us back on May 15th?
Yeah, I heard.
You will?
Okay.
Yeah.
I sure
we just
will.
Know you vamped the whole show. All right, girl. Love you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you both very much.
Bye. You're welcome. Wow. Let's go to our next caller, 575-336. 575, are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi. Hi, Tammy. Where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. What can we do for you tonight?
I just was curious about just a general reading, and my finances coming up the next couple of months. I just got to focus on that.
Okay. We really need to focus on one thing. We're not doing tonight, but
Okay.
We can focus on your finances if you like.
That'll work.
Okay. Awesome. Give us a moment while we breathe. I always tease Cammie about this, but one second.
All right. The next 3 months. They're not going to go as good as you'd like them to go, but I do see an upswing for you in your finances around August, September.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to balance them better around there too. I feel there's a lot of uncertainty around them at times.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I do anything between now and then to bring in the finances, because August, September is when it's looking like it could come together for me as far as the project I'm working on.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing little home projects or just a little something just to kind of supplement that will help you? Because that's the first thing I got was supplemental. The supplementals will help see you through. It's not going to be as phenomenal as you would like it to be, unfortunately. But I'm personally seeing that you're not going to starve or be thrown out in the street, put you that way. It's going to be tight, but it's not going to be horrible. But in spite of you doing the supplemental, which people do, don't lose sight of your project.
Okay.
Because that's going to come through pretty well in August.
So when do you see this project, you know, just getting the wheels moving on it as far as paperwork?
I'm seeing a movement. I'm not sure about the paperwork, but I'm seeing a movement in September. Cammie, what do you think?
Yeah, August, September, there's going to be a lot of movement around her finances. It's going to be much better for her than what it's right now.
Okay. Yeah. So I do have a smaller project. Do you see it bringing in money as well? I mean, besides what's going on at home?
A little, not a great deal, a little.
Yeah.
This should start to bring in money pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah. It'll be enough to make sure, you know, you're not going to be, you know, buying a Rolls Royce or anything, but you're definitely going to have your needs met. Not a lot of extras right now, but your needs as far as, you know, your utilities, food, shelter, that type of thing will be met. And that's, I'm really glad to see that. And
do I need to get another job between now and then, besides what I'm doing already?
I think what you're doing is the job. That will really be your decision.
Okay.
But what you're doing now is going to help.
Okay.
So that's what your finances are.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Remember,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Wow. No, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is 856-776-856. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Okay, Laura, what question do you have for us tonight?
I would like to know a general reading of what's coming up for me.
No, well, we have to focus on one.
Yeah.
No, sweetheart. We will only do one question. We have a lot of people.
Okay. Well, how about do you see a move coming up for a new job, like a physical move to another state for another job?
I'm thinking... you've been working on this for some time. I know that.
Not right now. It's more towards the summer than the spring.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. It seems to be like, that's sort of like your time will be summer.
Yeah, summer, not spring.
Any idea around about where? What state?
No. It's bouncing on me. It went everything from Pennsylvania. Everywhere between Pennsylvania, New Jersey, from New Jersey to Pennsylvania to Virginia. It just didn't stop. I can't get a grip on that.
Okay, three states over. I don't know where that is.
Three states over, that would be Ohio. I think that's Indiana next to that.
I don't know. I'm not even going to have a map. I just get the word three states.
Well, that's three states. No, Maryland would be Ohio then. No. Geography people, New Jersey, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Well, I'm flying to North Carolina. What about North Carolina?
That's three states over, sort of, on the other side. One, two, three.
It doesn't say which direction. I'm just getting three states over.
Yeah, three states over. I forget. I tease Cammy a lot. She's Canadian, so she. I know about as much as about the provinces up there. That I'm not feeling anything. I mean, I'm feeling summer is everything is coming to fruition, but I'm not really feeling anything specific right now.
Are you picking up anything about the type of job, anything at all?
No,
itself?
I'm not.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right, well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry.
You're
welcome.
Welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that also happens sometimes. We just don't pick up on something. And one of the things Cammy and I have always talked about on this show is that if we don't feel it, we don't see it, we just tell you because we're not in the business. Or in the habit to just say what people want to hear.
No.
It's not us. Now, I have a private number up here. It's 111111. Lots of ones.
Hey,
there.
How you doing? I am.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Helen, and I'm also asking a career question. I'm looking to switch jobs.
You know what's weird is when you said switch job, that felt like a dial turning. And I don't know if you meant, if that meant that you were looking for something that was a little, see, most people get a job that's more money and more. Are you looking for something that may be less money but more that you'll enjoy? Or
no,
is money a factor?
I'm looking for more money.
More money. Huh. The first thing I got is that it was maybe this one's less money than one that you enjoy, but I'm feeling enjoyment and less money. Cammie, what are you feeling?
Yeah, I do feel she's going to find something, but I do feel she needs to put more resumes out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending resumes now.
Good.
Yeah,
you
need to put quite a few before they're going to start to be noticed. You need to put more out there now, and you will get. I feel your first interview will come up in about 3 weeks from now.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're going to have to go through a whole cycle. It's going to be It's going to be more than one interview. I can tell you that.
Yeah. No, that's pretty standard. So. Okay.
For
well, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, lots of jobs tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a very short break. I'm going to find something cool. I really got it. Maybe our next show, the new show that starts on May 15th, I can get this Adele stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I like teasing Dr. Ginny about that, but did you know I read somewhere that students in a high school, during change of class, they would play a Justin Bieber song, Baby,
mm-hmm.
and then they, teenagers would, they would pay to turn it off, and they raised $1,000.
Yeah.
All right, let me get the Beatles. All You Need Is Love.
Done. I put the red light off.
And this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all. And God bless you.
Well, all those English accents should make Cammy feel pretty well at home, huh?
No, I'm not British.
I know we sound British sometimes, so.
Okay.
Let's go into our next caller. 512-251. 512, are you there?
Yes, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, all right. What can we do for you tonight?
Sure. The question I have is, what are you seeing in the area of relationship, love relationships coming in this year?
Have you taken the bad ones out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
Are you sure? I mean, no cords, no cut, because first thing I got, and forgive my vernacular on this one, I don't know a better way of putting it, but you take out all the emotional baggage to the trash? To the curb type of thing.
Yes, I've made peace with that, and it's time for clear energy.
All right, because that's the first thing I thought. That's why I had to ask, because I wasn't sure why they were telling me that. But the angels were saying, "Wait a minute, what about the baggage?" Cammy, what do you think?
Yeah, I do feel. She's done a lot of that. I also feel she needs to be a bit patient in this regard, because someone is coming along, but they're not coming right now. They'll only come between May and July.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this person's going to be a lot better. He's going to be very – when Cammy said that, I saw this burst of white light, which means he's going to be very spiritual and really
very
a cool
focused.
Guy, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very focused. Very focused.
Well, great, then. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And call
Have
us
a great
back
day.
And let us know. You too.
Well, okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's kind of, we do... Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, May 15th is when we are back. We're not going off the air forever. We're just going to do a whole new revamp style to the show. The one thing we are keeping to the format are two things. Well, Cammy's not a thing. Cammy and I will be back. So we're keeping us.
Cammy's
but
not
one
a thing. Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah. I am a thing, too, okay? We are keeping... one day of love, 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 which would be every second Sunday of the month. And because of the large call volume, we need to keep it down to one question. Because a lot of people want, you know, the readings too. So we're going to keep that to a volume. I know sometimes we run out of readers or whatever, but we have to keep the flow going because too many times people get... I have five or six callers wanting to be read, and the show's already over. So we really need to get to everybody. All right, speaking of the next person, 917-705, 917, are you there? Hello? Okay. Oh, that was that. Next caller is 11111, private number 11111. Are you there?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Great show.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh,
hi.
Thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Vicki, and right now I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay. All right, Vicki, what can we do for you tonight?
My question is about love. I am ready and open for a relationship, and just calling in to see exactly what you're saying.
You know what's really strange, Vicki? When you were talking, I felt like a spirit angel running by me, and I don't know what quite to make of that. I mean, it was like running like a track. So I can interpret this, and Cammie, feel free to jump in on this, that either A, you're really ready, or B,
well,
you
I am ready.
A little, yeah, but or you could be moving a lot faster than you should be. I'm not saying you should sit
actually,
at home or anything, but.
No, I think I'm moving pretty slow. I'm just trying to be patient. So, yeah.
Cammie, what do you think about the spirit guide running past me constantly?
Constantly?
Yeah, ever since Vicky got on the phone, which is good. Probably one of her spirits, which is running by. One of her guardians running by. Okay. Mm. Well, all right, let's get back to Vicky's relationship, because I
just see the person running by, the guard running by.
But you
he's holding like a piece of paper.
Exactly, like a message.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm seeing is this piece of paper flapping in the wind as he goes past.
Hmm. Well, what about Vicky as romance? I'm trying to focus on that one because that's... you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, Vicky, we look for one thing, but we get something different, and that happens. But love may be important to you, and it is, and I know it is. I can feel your heart, how large it is and how you're ready. But I think there's another message they're trying to send you.
Do you know what that is?
We're trying to focus here. Let's see here. It said find yourself.
I've done a lot of work doing that. I spend a lot of time doing that. I've been out of a relationship for quite some time, and I've been working on myself. That's been my focus, so...
The next message they handed me was, will it stick this time? Because that's what they're asking, because you have a relationship, unfortunately, it doesn't work out, which we get. You cleanse yourself, you reach the next one, and it's like a pattern. So what they're asking is, will it stick? Are you going to be really true to what you want? And sometimes, little things can be big things can be little things, but have you achieved that balance that, if something is important to you, I'm not sure how to put this, so I don't want to sound shallow, but like, for example, when I was meditating on my next relationship way before I got married, I put down somebody who was interested, somebody who was good looking to me. I didn't care what the rest of the world thought. I just wanted him to be good to me. I wanted children. I wanted this. But have you had that focus and ended up changing a little things for the man? But I'm not saying to learn to
like
put,
I
like
said, I've been out of a relationship for a while. The reason why I'm still single because I am very much, I know what I want, and I'm not willing to compromise. So I know exactly what I'm looking for, and
right.
I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and this is, I got to tell you, this is, Cammie, what are you thinking?
There's a lot going to happen before she gets someone in her life. She's got a lot of, she's got a lot of... clearing to do, a lot of, it's almost like she needs to get rid of the old, and she's not 100% rid of him yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're not trying to say what you've done, accomplished so far hasn't worked. It has. You just need a little bit more.
Okay.
That's what we're saying. And that's what we're feeling, and hopefully, if you, when you do get this, it will be probably, I heard, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
But that depends
on... Yeah, it's around there.
The rest of the
It's around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not in any rush. You know, I was just kind of calling and looking in for validation.
No.
Like I said, I know what I want, and I'm not at this stage of my life. I'm not willing to. There are certain things I'll compromise, but there's certain things I just won't. So.
But just try to clear out some of the little stuff if you can. Let's change bit but the part. Just like if you took a little golden broom to yourself and just said, I'm doing this. That's what I'm feeling. And, you know. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling us, Vicki. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's go on to our next caller. It's 386-868-386. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Sheena. Where? Florida. You're my neighbor somewhere.
What part of Florida are you?
Orlando.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about 45 minutes away.
Oh, I can put you in, I don't know, Tampa.
what can we do for you tonight? Daytona.
Daytona.
I'm kind of like the lady that called in before, that the previous caller. And I'm 29 at this point. I'm just not wanting to settle for just, you know, anybody or whatever. But I do hope for, at some point in my life, a life partner. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, when that's going to come about and what this man is going to be like. Like right now I'm a single parent, and I am going through a lot, and, you know, just making it. Things have gotten starting to work out a little bit more for me, but I'm just longing for, you know, I'm a relationship type of girl, so I'm just wondering when and, you know, what this man is going to be like.
Cammie, what are you getting?
The person coming is fairly reliable. He works around. I see him as an accountant or something around that area. He works in a larger company.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and he's got a bit of gray in his hair.
Okay, so that would mean he's older.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but people sometimes your age have had gray hair, too.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That means he's actually early older, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not talking old. I'm talking a bit older than you, but he's got gray in his hair.
Yeah. What I'm feeling is I see possibilities, something going around August. And that's kind of what I'm feeling for that right this second.
So around August. Well, I mean, there is an interest that I have. Like, I'm interested in someone, and I don't know if you need his name or not, but...
We can do his name real quick, but this will be the last question on this one. Go ahead.
Okay. His name is Kevin, and he's like a musician. He's like the lead singer of a gospel group.
Oh.
And he's like 2 years, 2 or 3 years younger than me. And,
well, that's not a problem. I just think you need to keep your options open. I mean, what we're telling you is what we're seeing for right this second. I don't feel anything one way or the other with Kevin. There's nothing wrong with you going out and having a drink, a movie or a cup of coffee with him, if that's what you want to do.
But I don't know how you're going to hold with his musician's life because they're pretty. It's pretty intense. And that's, I'm telling you that from personal experience. If, you know, you have a family bound, it may not be the best scenario, but that's something you have to kind of work out. Cammy, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. They don't. This guy that she's around, she's going to go see him socially, but it's not the person for her.
Right. But it's fine, too. You'll find the right person for you. I keep on hearing August for that. So
August, September.
That's what we'll do. Mm-hmm.
Before
yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
August for the older guy?
Yes.
Yeah, the one we're seeing for you, August, September, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
thank
Sheena.
You.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind everybody that we're going to be off the air to revamp the show until May 15th. Hope you all come back and join us. And here are new things. Like I said, I keep on saying things. What should we call ourselves? Not things. We call us wondrous beings. Wondrous beings like myself and Cammy will be here still. And hopefully, actually, possibly, we're going to have others join us. As always, we love and appreciate all our listeners and all our callers. We're going to be doing second Sunday of the month, Love, Love, Love. And we're going to continue with the one question format or one thing format just to make sure everybody gets heard, everybody gets read. The next call I have is 510-395. 510, are you there?
Hi.
Are any of you medical intuitives? We have
need
to have a more
question
specific question
today, please.
Okay, as far as
movie. Yep, and as always, we dropped the call. Hate that. Next call, not hate the person, hate the fact that the call keeps dropping. 610-442-610, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, this is Ellen. What's your name?
Sonia.
Sonia. And where are you what were you calling from?
What was I calling from?
What state are you calling from?
Oh, okay. Pennsylvania.
And what question do you have tonight?
I have a career-related question.
Okay. And it would be, you have something specific?
Yes, actually. And it was about a job interview that I had. I went in twice, and they're asking me for references. And it looks like, you know, they're going to make me an offer, but, you know, I'm not sure. So I'll be just checking on that.
Just thinking here. Do you have another job besides this one lined up?
I mean, I'm working right now. I'm still employed.
Okay, that might be. Okay, that's probably what I was feeling. Because I kept on seeing a second job, so I wasn't sure if that was a second job coming in. Cammy, what are you thinking?
Yeah, there's definitely something coming up for her. She wanted to know about moving or working.
Because
I can't hear the line is very bad.
Working. Yeah, working. That's why we dropped the phone
call. All right.
It's working, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to hear around within the next 2 weeks. I feel they might even call her back again, but it does look really very positive.
It does.
Yeah.
I just got a little mixed up because I felt she was working. I felt like a second job somewhere. That's why I was like, wait a minute, where's the second job?
No, I feel she's had two interviews, And I feel they are going to call her back. But it looks very positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think he might make me an offer about his position?
Yeah, I feel they're going to talk to you first. Before they put an offer on the table, they will discuss it with you, yes.
Okay, because they did ask me for references, and I provided that to them last week, Thursday. And my references contacted me, and they told me that they had emailed them with some questions. I'm very close.
That's standard practice, but you will hear from them in this week. If not this week, by the end of next week, but you definitely will, yeah.
Yeah, that's very, that's really common. It's really common practice.
I'm fine with that. That's not a problem. I mean, the thing is that do you see it's going to be an offer worthwhile? I think it's going
to
be.
That's up to you. That's kind of up to you on what your thing is.
Okay.
But you are going to get an offer, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a good night. Okay. Our next call is 216-650. 216-650. Are you there?
Hello. How are you? Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Hello to you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, stress. I'm unemployed and I'm looking for work. It's been since the end of December, around the end of the year. You see a job coming to me in, like, what time frame?
I was getting something about summer.
Yeah, it's just before this summer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to rest March and April, and around between May and June you will have something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to make it financially? I've never
been
able to do it before.
It'll be tight, but you'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be really tight, but you'll be fine.
You'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
So by summer I'll be in a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
All right. That's the only thing I'm getting on the job issue.
That's all I'm getting, too. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Have a good night. Okay. Our next call is 302-654. 302-654. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Debbie, what can we do for you tonight?
I am getting ready to embark on a lifestyle change as far as my body healthier, and I just wanted to know coming with that.
Well, what do you mean? Hello, you're doing a lifestyle change yourself?
Yeah. Basically, just the way that I eat and just taking care of my body. And I just wanted to see if you success with that, if it's going to be a battle or.
Well,
it's not going to be easy, but you will be able to do it. It's going to take a lot of
discipline.
Self-will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're talking to some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're talking to and me, I got off of salt. And I got to tell you, it wasn't easy. I felt like an addict running around trying to find salt in my work one day. It was awful. But I want you to know that, I'm serious. I felt like an addict of some kind. I couldn't find salt anywhere.
No, and of course I worked in a cardiac, so where would I find salt? Not in the cardiac office. So, yeah, and sugar, oh, my God. But, you know, when you do this and you limit, and another thing that I had trouble with was Coca-Cola, but how I weaned myself off of that is I poured it into a shot glass, drank it at 4 o'clock, got my quote-unquote fix in, and it was easy to get off it. So
I don't mess with sodas of any kind.
Yeah, it was awful.
I'm going to put together a plan because I want to lead other people. So that's why I was
asking that
question.
Oh, so you want to know if you were going to do success for you and possibly and down the road inspire others? Oh, okay. That's a different question. Well, I feel that once you get your results and your plan, and I think you'll be very, very inspirational. Mm. I don't, because people like to see it. I know a lot of people, when you watch ads on TV, are always interested in taking the quick fix, the quick pill.
Right. That's
you know,
what
or
I
whatever.
Don't want.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't want that. Or what's that stuff they have? I can't remember what. It's mostly caffeine, and you take it's.
Hydrocodone.
Oh my God! Nothing against that personally, but it. I tried that a few years ago, and my heart almost jumped down my chest and ran off down the street. It was awful.
Yeah,
but
you have to do it the natural way. Yeah,
okay.
You have to make it a lifestyle change. You can't stick to it for a week and then go back to the other.
Right.
But if you have a little slip, it's okay. It's going to happen. You know, and the thing you want to remember if you're a junk food, oh, gosh, I'm confessing I'm a junk food junkie, too, on air, oh, my God. If you do get that candy bar, it's not the end of the world. Now, if you're like me and start shoving Twix bars in your mouth, that's one thing. I mean bars as in more than one pack. But if you get that little piece of chocolate, just enough to get your chocolate in, but not enough to, and also go online because there's things that you can do to substitute. Like I said, instead of eating chocolate, eat an orange because it has the same whatever it is that gives you the chocolate fix will give you the orange.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy. I haven't figured out salt yet. I'm sorry?
I did juicing, and I was very successful at it, but I know that you have to add other things to it. So.
Yeah, just look at it.
Eating lifestyle. Okay.
Yeah. And I think you'll be very successful. Just keep up on the good work on that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And just remember, if you do flub a little bit, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
You know? Believe me, I've been there. You can tell, huh?
Well, thank you. Give us a call.
As I said, we're going to be back on the air May 15th, and we definitely want to know how you're doing.
Okay, I definitely will.
So give us a call back. Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Thank you. I love hearing that, too, when people make lifestyle changes. It's so exciting. I mean, because I know how hard it is to give up certain things. Like, I don't know, I actually bought an exercise video. And I can't believe I'm doing it, but the guy who does it is really cute. Sean T.
So you're doing it because of the cute guy, not because you want to.
Well, actually, I'm doing it because I want to, and it helped my dance moves look kind of cooler because I have all these muscles working.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be tortured.
No, I do belly dancing, so that's my exercise.
Oh, that's really?
Maybe I shouldn't have said that on there, but it's really good exercise.
No, but if I'm going to be tortured.
It's really good exercise.
It is.
Movements,
it is.
And it's nice. I really enjoy it, yeah.
I'm just not a belly dancer. I was watching, and if I'm going to be
tortured. Oh, I'm sure you do good
40
at it, Ellen.
I do, 40 minutes. I can do a 40 minutes. When I first started, I could only do like 10, even not even 10 minutes. And now I can do the 40 minutes. I can look at him and go, at least I'm being tortured by somebody really hot and cute. I'm good. Okay, let's take our next call. Hey,
it's
you know what?
It's probably our last caller.
It is. 312-493. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Tommy, for taking my call.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tina, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, Tammy, this is my friend Tina, and she needs you to read for her tonight.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Head up.
What is your problem, Tina?
Actually, I got offered a job with the agency. It's actually with YMCA. Of course, the background check will be done this week. But then I was wondering if this position will go permanent. Would you see any new jobs coming my way?
This job is going to be like a contract. It's going to be like it'll hold you over to something else. You're not going to be without a job.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. It's just, okay. So then I should keep looking for new jobs.
Yeah, but this one you're going to have, and you'll find a new job. Keep this one with a YMCA or what, and then... it's a contract job, and then you'll find another job while you've got this one. You're not going to be without a job.
Well, they're saying that it can go permanent, and that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing you do get another job, so yeah.
Okay,
this
another
one is a
job.
Contract. You always start off as a contract, and then you do go
okay.
permanent. So yeah, just this one's good for you.
Okay, and... in terms of love, and would these people like me on the job?
Yeah, they will like you on the job. It's going to be a bit different to what you imagined, but they will like you.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous. Those jobs have not worked out for me, so I'm a little bit nervous. I wanted to know what you see for me in terms of love or relationship.
We only answered one question basically tonight.
All right.
Yeah,
love
yes,
or relationships?
Okay. But just give her one real quick thing, because this is her last call anyway, so I'll just give her one little
All right, love or relationships, I don't see anything really strong until around the fall. There'll be a lot of going out in it, but someone permanent will come around the fall.
Someone will come around in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, okay. I'll be looking forward to this person. Okay. All right,
okay.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you. Ellen, thank you.
Anytime.
Okay,
bye.
You take care.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Good to see her. Bye. Okay, well, that is the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen, for tonight. I will remind you that we are going to be back on the air May 15th. We're going to have extra readers. We're going to keep Cammie because I like her, and she's Canadian, and I like that. We're going to keep doing our love Sundays, because I like doing the list of total romance. And check us out on May 15th. And if you want to give us a call personally on our scheduling lines, my phone number is 407-463-5462. Cammie, do you want to?
Mine is 403-455-3892.
Okay, and we're available for private readings too. All right, thank you everybody, and good night, Cammie. Please hold.
Yep.